Blog Talk Radio.
Where would we be if Jesus didn't love us? Where would we be if Jesus didn't care? Where would we be if Jesus hadn't sacrificed his life? Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did. Oh, but we are glad, so glad he did. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we do come this morning with a grateful heart, Father God, in an attitude of gratitude, praise, and thanksgiving to say thank you for one more day. One more day, Father God, hallelujah, to call upon the name of the Lord. One more day to receive an answer. One more day to walk in your love, Father God, your grace, your favor. Father God, your mercies unto us day by day. Thank you for new mercies that we embrace on this day, Father. Thank you that yesterday we were still carrying the leftover, Father God, from the previous days. But Father God, you keep loading us down with your mercies, and we just want to say thank you for it. Father God, we confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission, anywhere that we have come short of your glory, Father God. The things we did we shouldn't have done, the things we didn't do that we should have, Father God. We ask for your forgiveness, Father God, as we confess and forsake, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Father God. You're a mighty God. You're an awesome God. You're a wonderful God, Father God. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you, Father God, for all that we have achieved, the work that is still being done, Father God, the direction, the assistance, the prayers, the answers, Father God. Thank you for all of this. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the precious Holy Spirit. Thank you for a host of angels. Thank you for the body of Christ. Thank you for your word. Father, we just want to say thank you for an open heaven. Blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings. And we say thank you. Now, Father God, we embrace the gifts of this day. We thank you for it, and we commit this day back over to you, that you will unfold this day according to your wisdom, Father God, your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. And we say, thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. And as you told your disciples to say, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, top of the morning to you. Welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership with Jesus Christ. He is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. I'm your host on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda of the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. Amen. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto us. We want to welcome all of our first-time listeners across the globe. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen for having breakfast with us this morning, spiritual breakfast with champions. Amen. Have a seat at the table. Amen. The Holy Ghost will be serving. Amen. Glory be to God. And man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We know that there's no time and distance in the spirit. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God for this platform that affords us the opportunity, amen, to serve in this capacity. Amen and amen. All right. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. We pray, amen, that you have been enjoying your services. Amen. We speak to all of our partners, amen, and our audience, amen. And we thank you for coming back. We thank you for supporting this ministry. Amen. Glory be to God, because we need your support. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. We've been started out. We launched. Amen. Hallelujah. We're talking now on the men of the Bible. Amen. We've already shared with us, glory be to God, the story of Jehoshaphat. Amen. How he prayed on the big things. Amen. He was faithful to pray on the big things, the obvious things, but he did not pray on the smaller things, on the day-to-day things, he did not pray. Amen. He was picking and choosing what he was going to pray on. And so, amen, he won, but he lost. And we want to thank God for our Pastor Erica, who came to us on yesterday. Amen. Glory be to God. Speaking about being that chosen vessel for God. Amen. Glory be to God. That priceless chosen vessel, more precious than money. Amen. That the will of God can be done through the earth. So we want to thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. Today, amen, we have our brother Tyrone Reed, amen, who's going to come and share with us, amen, his insight on the story of Lot. Amen. Glory be to God. Most people know about Lot. Amen. If you know about Abraham, then you know a little bit about Lot. Amen. So we just want to zero in, amen, on his life today. Amen. So that we can, you know, get some insight, beloved, and that we can be empowered to know what to do and what not to do. Amen. And this is the whole reason why God put these stories in the book in the first place. Amen. So that we know what to do and know what not to do. Amen. So we thank God. Amen. We want to thank God for our brother Tyrone Reed, Deacon Elect. Amen. Deacon Elect. Amen. We want to thank God for his faithfulness in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. How he is sold out. Amen. To do the work of the Lord. He is a family man. He was honored on last Saturday. Amen. Glory be to God. And I thank God I had an opportunity to participate in that. And I'm telling you, they could not have chosen a more worthy individual. Amen. A man who is a community man. Amen. He loved the Lord. He loves his family, but he loves people. Amen. And he's always, amen, extending an outreach hand to see what he can do to help somebody. And I'm telling you, this is what Jesus would do. This is what Jesus did. Amen. Glory be to God. And so we bless the name of the Lord. Amen. For him. Thank God. Amen. For his work in the Lord's kingdom. And as truly, truly appreciative and grateful that the Lord has sent him over here in the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. To be a blessing to us. And he is. Amen. So without any further ado, at this time, I want to introduce to some and present to others our brother Tyrone Reed. Amen. That we might receive him for his grace and for his abilities on this morning. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Brother Reed, are you there?
Praise God, I am here.
And good to hear your voice. Amen. Glory be that sounding nice and strong and clear this morning. Amen. Thank you for serving. Amen. I didn't reach out to your wife. Amen. To wish her a happy belated birthday, but I will be. Amen. Glory be to God and God bless you. And the floor is absolutely yours, brother.
Well, praise God, everyone. It is well with my soul. Good morning, Pastor, Bishop, my prayer partners, my prayer warriors, my bearers of the cross, my brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise be to our Father, his Son, and the Holy Spirit. I am honored and thankful to share with you in this right now moment. Yes, Lord, I am thankful. I am appreciative that I can share with you in this right now moment. And yeah, I'm going to say it again. Yes, Lord, this moment. This moment of passion, overwhelming compassion of unspeakable hurt, pain, loss. Once again, our hearts are compelled to move beyond. Why? Why, oh Lord, why? One tragedy after another. After another. Yes, Lord, grief, loss, all sorts of traumatic experiences. How do I heal? How do I find myself beside the still waters. How can I say it is well with my soul? Our biblical experience, our biblical enlightenment, our biblical journey will bring to light that this too passed through the remarkable time of Lot. We will see all things are relative. As we open our eyes, open our ears, open our hearts, our souls, the essence of our being, by way of Lot's testimony, trials and tribulations. Let me bring some peace, some gratitude, some light to the three questions posed earlier. Yes, how do I heal? How do I find myself beside the still waters? How can I say, well, with my soul? It is written. Yes, Lord, thank you. Jesus, thank you. It is written in Colossians 3:17. And whatever you do, whether in words or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks God the Father through him. And may I add, 1 Peter 5:10, but the God of all grace, yes, Lord, but the God of all grace who have called us upon his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, perfect, established, strengthened, and settled in. Lot takes you from one end of the spectrum to the other. Lot, the grandson of Tara, son of Haran, the nephew of Abel, whom was renamed Abraham, and Sarah, who was renamed Sarah. Lot's father, four daughters, of which two perished, and Solomon. Lot, with his uncle Abram, and traveled to Haran and Canaan. Lot prospered through Abraham's good fortune and God's favor. Abraham even giving him the best Abraham even giving Lot the best pastors, because it became quite clear that two of them clearly could not coexist together. Lot, being a man of, being a man can never be satisfied with the many blessings bestowed upon him, chose to live next to the interests of Solomon, And that became a disaster because Lot and his family lost everything and was taken captive. And his uncle, once again, rescued him and his family. But Lot, in his own manner, stayed. So I'm going to share just a few verses, well, several verses, and just to paint some of what we can see Lot's characteristic. And him being apart from God and prayerfully him hearing the word of God and came to them. So in Genesis 14:11, it reads, "And they took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah and their virtues and went their way." Yes. Abraham and Lot, again, had to come to some understanding that things was not working well together. And Abraham, being a man of God, gave his nephew his choice of the land. And they took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah and they took Lot, Abraham, brother's son, who dwelled in Sodom, and his good deeds, and departed. So when they separated, Lot, again, being who he is, kind of took advantage of the situation, but Abraham did not see that as being the case, that he was taking advantage of the situation. Abraham just knew that God was going to bless him, the both of them. But as you can see, when you block your blessings, things just don't go the way that you want it to go. So I'm going to move on to Genesis 19:1, when Lot brought in the two angels, took in the two angels and his home. And it says here, chapter 19:1, "And there came two angels to Sodom at even. Lot sat in the gate of Sodom, and Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them. And he bowed himself with his face towards the ground. Again, Lot is transcending. He is receiving the Holy Spirit. Thank God he's moving towards the path of righteousness. 19:4, it says, but before they laid down, the men of the city, even the men of Solomon, passed the house, surrounded both young and old, because they wanted the angel and the people from every quarter. So Lot has the angels in the house, and he wants to protect them. He says to them in 19:7, and I said, I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly again. These are my guests. These are the guests of my house. Don't be so wicked that you want to come and remove them from our house or do harm to them. And Lot says to them in 19:8, behold now, I have two daughters which have not known men. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you and do you yea to them as it is good in your eyes. So Lot is so protective of the angels or the men in his house, because he may not even know that they were angels, but he know they were strangers in town, and he was going to protect them, point that he would give this angry mob his daughter to keep them from doing anything to these his guests in his home. Now I'm going to move on down to 19:15. It says, when the morning arose, and when the angels hastened Lot, saying, arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters, which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. Of course, you know that Lot had the discussion with God, because when God was going to destroy the city, Lot said, let me, you know, if I can get 50 people, would you do? And it went down to 10. And as you can see, when a situation consumed by the devil, by the demonic forces, by the evil that exists, when it's consumed by that, you're not going to find any good in it. So when the morning arose, and this is 1917, and it came to pass when they brought them forth abroad, and he said, escape for thy life, look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plains. Escape to the mountains, lest thou be consumed. And when he told them to leave and escape, he says to them not to look back. Do not even look back, because I don't know if he gave him a warning, but we know when he said not to look back what would happen. And of course, the wife who just had everything in her from there could not look back. And as we all know, when she looked back, she turned to a pillar of salt. Moving on to 1924, the Lord rained upon Solomon and upon Gomorrah, rained brimstone and fire from the Lord out of the heavens. But his wife, as we said earlier, looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. Now, let's move on to 29. It says, and it came to pass, when God destroyed the cities of the plain, that God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow when he overthrew the cities and that which Lot dwelt. So, ladies and gentlemen, I know there's more in terms of what took place with his daughters, but I believe at this point we understand the significance being in Genesis and giving us an understanding of, again, how God can favor you. God can bless you. And you cannot be satisfied. And it shows that when you are not thankful for your blessing, when you are not satisfied for your blessing, things can go somewhat haywire, put you in a place where you say, God, why? So the things that we're seeing today, when God has blessed us over and over and over, he even did an awakening when he shut down the world, giving us an opportunity to change our wicked ways. So I'm going to stop here and say, as it has always been said, that, but more than anything, you can always change your wicked ways and go back to God. So I'm going to close one of my verses that I started, and that is 1 Peter 5:10. But the God of all grace, who has called us upon his eternal glory by Jesus Christ. After that, ye have suffered a while. But what? Make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Welcome back to the path of righteousness. So, Pastor, back to you.
Bravo. Bravo, bravo, bravo. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Job well done. Amen. We didn't expect anything less. Amen. Very, very thorough. Very thorough. Expository on Brother Lot. Amen. We saw his good. We saw his bad. We saw his ugly. Amen. But you summed it up so perfectly, Deacon Elect. You summed it up so perfectly when you said how God can bless you and you still not be satisfied.
My word.
Well, you hit it right there. You hit it right there. And then when you're not satisfied, when you're not grateful, how things can go haywire, as we see very, very plainly in Lot's life, who represents the majority of men and women in today's time. But then you put the whipped cream on it, though, when you said, but you can always change your wicked ways and go back to God. Excellent. 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 Amen. God bless you. My God. My God. Amen. God bless you, my brother. Amen. You put all your education up in that one, and you delivered, amen, and we hear from God this morning. We hear from God, beloved, amen.
Thank
Are you satisfied? Are you grateful? Always looking for more, amen. I don't want to say no more because I've been looking. I'm telling you, I've stirred up something here, amen. God bless you, brother. Amen. I know you always have some announcements under your belt, so we want to, amen, give you the floor. Amen. If there's anything you'd like to share with our listening audience on today in form of announcements over there in Reed territory, amen, the floor is yours again.
Well, thank you, Pastor. Not an announcement. I'm asking for prayer. As you know, Pastor, my sister, ex-husband, has moved on to glory. And he was his daughter and three grandchildren was living with him. And God help me. She asked me if I could speak to my police captain to see if they would be able to have someone at the funeral, because his daughters, other daughters, father, may seem to stir up something at the funeral. And I'm just asking God to help on this situation, because my brother Rob was a good person. He was one of those folks who always had family events cooked for everyone. And in my 30, 40 years of being a part of his life, I have not once have there ever been any inkling about the family not being united. So I'm asking right now for prayer. The funeral is until next Saturday, the 4th. And I don't know how to intercede. I did what she asked. I did ask my captain about having someone there. But to have such a good person to move on to glory, and the children and grandchildren feel that there is such strife in the family that they're asking for police protection. So when she asked, it kind of took me back for a moment. But once again, seeing the things that have happened in these last 2 weeks and seeing the things that happen each and every day, I know anything is possible. So that is my request, just to lift my family and my niece of the family, lift them all up and pray. So thank you for allowing me to share that.
You're welcome. Amen. And we will pray this morning. Amen. And there will be protection there because Jesus will be there. Amen. On Mr. Rod, I think he said his name was Rod. Amen. On his celebration service. Amen. So we will pray on this morning. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. God is a very present help in the time of trouble. And again, thank you for an excellent, excellent sharing. Amen. Glory be to God on our brother Lot. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Be encouraged in the Lord. Amen. Amen. All right. So we're going to pray. You're welcome. Amen. God bless you. All right. So we are going to pray on Brother Reed's situation as we pray out. In form of announcements today, beloved. Amen. 12 o'clock at the altar of prayer. Amen. Let us continue to pray and keep on praying. Pray and keep on praying. Amen. Saturday night, amen, the Gospel Rama that's taking place. You can attend in person or you can attend virtually. Amen. And I know about four of the individuals that's going to be singing on this platform. You're going to be blessed. The tickets are $20. If you like the link, amen, to purchase the tickets online and just watch it at home with your family, you can do that. Or if you like to get dressed, put your jeans on or whatever and go on out on Saturday night, you can do that too. Amen. With our Pastor Charles Amafio. Amen. And the ICN Network. Amen. Glory be to God. So that's happening. Monday is Memorial Day. Amen. Hallelujah. So a lot of celebration going on. Weather's supposed to be nice. Please be careful. Pray before you go. We know everybody going to be there. That don't mean you need to be there. And if you're going to be there, but pray before you go and wait for an answer. Amen. Glory be to God. We will be back here tomorrow. Amen. We'll be back on Sunday and we'll be back on Monday. We don't take no breaks. Amen. No altar prayer on this Monday. Amen. Memorial Day. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your friends. Amen. Today is offering day here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. The gospel is free, but it takes money to do ministry. Amen. And so we want to thank God. Amen. For your faithful support. Amen. That we might continue to move forward. In Jesus' name, amen, and to God be praised. All right, I think that's all the announcements on today. Amen, glory be to God, and to God be praised. No Friday night tonight. We meet Friday night every other Friday night. Amen, glory be to God. We like to keep a little balance. We like to keep a little balance, amen, and so this is what, amen, we do. Amen, glory be to God, in Jesus' name. All right. Hallelujah. Father God, Father God, Father God, we say thank you for the word of God as it has come forth. Father God, we want to say thank you, Father God, for the beautiful, Father God, expository on our brother Lot as we saw into him, Father God. It just, oh, Father God, Father God, help us to learn. Help us to learn from the mistakes that our brother made, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, hallelujah. Help us. We applaud the good things he did, Father God, but his good was mixed with evil. God, we don't want to mix our good with evil. We want to mix our good with good. Matter of fact, we want to be delivered from all evil. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, as Brother Joe was not grateful, Father God, for your blessings. Help us to be grateful for all things, a little bit, medium, large, small, the things we see and we don't see, because every good and every perfect gift coming from above. Give us an attitude of gratitude, Father, in the name of Jesus, and we say thank you. Father God, we thank you for Brother Reed. We thank you for his endurance to keep on pushing forward in spite of, Father God, his health. Father God, I've seen this man limping but still moving, Father God, in the name of Jesus, in spite of trials, in spite of tribulations, Father God, the good times, the bad times, the laughing times, the crying times, Father God, he's still standing in faith. So we thank you for him, Father God, just a wonderful example of a deacon, indeed, deacon elect. And Father God, we pray right now, Father God, hallelujah, for your directions as we move forward in that. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you see Mr. Rod, he has transitioned, Father God, going on, Father God, and the family is in a rift. Brother Tyrone didn't have any ideas that this was going on. Whatever it was on the down low, it was secret, whatever, Father God, it has now come to the surface, Father God, to the point they are requesting security at the funeral. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask, Father God, that you would be there, that you would disperse your guardian angels, Father God. We ask that you would squash right now, Father, any contentions, any fights, any disputes, any arguments, Father God, the ugliness, the evil, Father God, coming out. Father God, we ask that you will squash all that even right now. Squash it, Lord. Father God, that it will not take root. It will not come to pass. Father God, if the family has some, Father God, disputes, help it to be discussed at the appropriate time in the appropriate way, Father God, and that it might bring about a godly resolve, Father God, but not the common disrespect of, Father God, this man's service, Father God, with arguing and bickering and fighting at the funeral. God, we know it has taken place, but we say not so, not here. And we ask for your peace, Father God, to blanket this occasion. Souls will be saved, backsliders will be claimed, and you will be glorified. In Jesus' name. Encourage our brother Reed, Father God. We cancel every satanic assignment coming up against him. We disperse it. We cancel the spirit of premature death coming towards him. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we know the devil is mad at his at Tyrone's consistency and his determination to stand, his example of what it is to be a real man, Father God, a godly man, Father God, a man who loves you, who loves his wife, loves his family, and loves your people. Father God, you can't ask for no more than that. This is what you're asking for. He exemplifies that, Father. And so, Father God, we pray for his covering. We dip Brother Tyrone Reed in the precious blood of Jesus Christ 7 times, his family, his health, his wealth, his destiny. Thank you, Father, for him in Jesus' name. Father God, we pray your blessings, Father God, upon us all as we go out today. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We ask that you would cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. No plague shall come nigh our dwelling as we stand on your promises, as we stand on your word, and as we walk in faith, love, and obedience. In Jesus' name. Bless us at the altar of prayer today, Father, in Jesus' name. Bless the prayer warrior. Anoint her. Cover her as she comes, Father God. Hallelujah. And we say thank you for answered prayer in Jesus' name. Thank you for a good day as we prepare for the holiday, whatever that is, Father God, little or much. Father God, help us to take it one day at a time. And whatever we do, help us to always keep you on our minds. We bind every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer even right now by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling into. Father God, before I say that, the verse that our brother Tyrone shared with us today, 1 Peter 5:10. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Now unto him who is able to present us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is a spell, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Everybody have a most wonderful, glorious, victorious, powerhouse day in Jesus' name. Amen. We love you. Again, Brother Tyrone Reed, excellent job. God bless you. Thank God for you. Amen. And everyone under the sound of my voice. Amen.
I expect a miracle today.
That's what she's saying.
Nothing is impossible to those who believe and say. And I believe God's word is still the same. And I expect a miracle today. The little woman with the issue of blood said to herself, if I can touch but his clothes, I know I will be whole. She pressed through the crowd from behind. She touched his clothes. Her blood began to dry, and she knew she received the miracle she needed that day. The centurion with the servant who was healed heard that Jesus had the power to heal, and he said, Lord, if you just speak the word, I know my servant will be healed. Jesus said, go your way as you believe. You will find your servant healed and free, because he came expecting a miracle from me. Is impossible to those who believe and say, and I believe God's word is still the same. So I expect a miracle today. So if you feel you're at the end of your rope, circumstances don't provide you much hope, but your heart says there's a way. My friend, I know of an anchor secure. The word of God will always stand sure. What he said he will do, if you just expect him to, a miracle can happen to you.
Yes.
So don't be moved by the things that you see, but with your faith, just believe that Jesus is the same as he was yesterday. He still works miracles for those who believe. As you speak the word in faith, you will see a whole life begin to change, because he came expecting a miracle. Is impossible when you just believe and say. Oh, you should know God's word is still the same. So expect your miracle miracle.